A pilot program that aims to reduce the number of fatal domestic violence cases in Florida is expanding into 6 new counties. Attorney General Bill McCollum announced today the growth of the Intimate Violence Enhanced Services Team, or INVEST. The INVEST program is already in place in Alachua, Duval, Orange, Seminole, and St. Lucie counties. Attorney General McCollum, who is running for the Republican nomination for governor, announced Thursday that the program is expanding into Broward, Collier, Pasco, Pinellas, Sarasota, and Suwannee counties.
We have all too many women particularly who are battered, who are harmed, and who are in harm's way with the potential of being killed.
Chris Warwick, director of the Haven Domestic Violence Shelter in Pinellas County, says the program aims to reduce homicides through a partnership between social service providers and law enforcement.
In this partnership, an advocate from the Haven and a detective from the Sheriff's Department will review police reports every day. They'll look for flags indicating high lethality. Contact will be made with the victim and the abuser. Services will be offered to the victim, and the abusers will be held accountable and given referrals. This is a first step in bringing the numbers of these homicides down.
During a press conference at the University of South Florida announcing the INVEST expansion, Tiffany Carr condemned the increasing numbers of domestic violence homicides. Carr is president and CEO of the Florida Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
One of the reasons it is so timely that we are here right now, and it's important to highlight this, is during the last quarter in Florida, during a 4-week period, we had 22 domestic violence-related homicides. 22. That is unacceptable. We have to do something.
Surrounded by law enforcement officials, social service providers, and the state's attorney general, Carr recalled recent tragedies from the Tampa Bay area that might have been prevented with better coordination between law enforcement and victim advocates.
Just in your community, you had a batterer show up on the doorstep of a woman who had a restraining order. He beat her, he took her child, he took that child and threw that child out the window in 275. We're here to say that that's no more. This project is going to work towards ending some of these horrible stories where we hear the batterer comes in, he makes her watch the children be killed, he then kills her, and he kills himself. Today begins the end.
INVEST expansion is possible because of 2 federal grants totaling about $2 million. They're funded by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, according to Carr.
One funding source is through the Attorney General's Office, the primary funding source, and it's FOCA, Victims of Crime Act. It's a federal earmark, and it was stimulus funding, recovery money. And then the other piece that complemented it was also recovery funding, and it was earmarked through the Violence Against Women Act that is administered through the Department of Children and Families. And so that specific pot of funding pays for the advocate at the law enforcement agency, and the VOCA money specifically pays for an advocate in the domestic violence center.
Attorney General Bill McCollum thinks that a program like INVEST could help reduce the number of domestic violence homicides in Florida.
So that's what INVEST is all about. How do we reduce the number of homicides that are connected with domestic violence? How do we get the first contact made with a battered spouse to begin a process of counseling and assistance? And certainly by the time it reached the third, fourth, fifth, or sixth, you recognize this is a real risk of something going all the way.
The partnership between social service workers and law enforcement is a key to the program's success, according to McCollum.
Well, it's very important to have the relationship so that the shelters and the social services folks can feel comfortable that law enforcement is being trained, all not just the sheriffs or the chiefs, but all of law enforcement, in order to be able to recognize a situation in which a battered spouse is somebody that should be related to and put with a shelter in order to protect them from a homicide, potential killer. I mean, that's something that every law enforcement officer needs to be trained to see. That's not always the case.
Victims of domestic abuse can call 1-800-500-1119 for assistance and referrals. You can find links to domestic violence assistance organizations on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.